What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Daily edition here, recording this a little bit after K-State baseball here, taking care of Stonehill. It is blowout city, folks, here in Manhattan, Kansas. This Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Okay, so real quick here, game two of the weekend stand between Army and Stonehill. Today's opponent, Stonehill, on this Saturday, the first Saturday of March 4th, 2023. And they took Stonehill to town, literally, by the score of 25-3 in this game. Let's take a look inside the box score real quick. K-State, pitching-wise, held Stonehill 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. K-State has not committed an error so far in this homestand. 25 runs, folks. 25 runs, 17 hits. No errors, more importantly, there as well as Stonehill pitching. They were, K-State was getting on base, hitting, obviously, and they knocked around Kelly Brendan. Brendan Kelly, because here in this box score they have Kelly Brendan, and on our side they have last name first before the first name. So we'll just go with how they're saying it on the Stonehill side, which is Brendan Kelly, folks. Did not make it out of the fourth inning as they beat up on him, scoring 9 runs on the starter, and then they went through 5 other pitchers. The starter, Jackson Whitworth, 4K State, 5 solid innings. He allowed 5 run hits on 2 runs. Walked 2, struck out 6 there. He faced 22 batters in this one. Other pitchers here to fill out the rest of the game, which will turn out to be an absolute beatdown in Stonehill. Remember, we play Stonehill on Monday. So you have to beat this team, and you took them to the woodshed here. Corey Cater, Jared Henry, Kyler Henney, and Trey Robertson combined for 4 innings, 2 hits, give 1 run, walk. Well, no, 2 walks between them. Count them 4, 7, 8 strikeouts between the 4 pitchers there in this ball game here. Enough said here. K-State 6-5. Going into their second game against Army tomorrow afternoon. I believe the first pitch is slated for 4 Central Time. Brennan Jones here did not get a hit, but reached again in this game. I believe he's reached on all K-State games still this year. I could be wrong on that, because when me and Alex recorded episode 148 of the Pro Project Podcast weekly, he had reached in every game. So I would assume he reached against I'm about to double check against Army, because I'm about to record it actually. No, I already recorded it. My bad. I'm sorry. Sorry. It's been a usual Saturday around here in Manhattan, Kansas. But Brennan Jones on again here. The big dog, Cole Johnson, drove in 3 along with Brady Day, also driving in 3 runs. Day had 3 hits in this game. Cole Johnson, designated hitter in this game against Stonehill this afternoon, had 2 hits in this game. Nick Goodwin, he went 1-for-3 in the ball game as well. And we're going to go ahead and throw in a little bit of Jaden Lobiner here as well. He had 2-for-5 in this game, the catcher for K-State in this one. He just dancing around a little bit here on that side. And I believe, let's see here, as I'm looking at the box score here for Stonehill, I might be wrong on that. Let's see, don't want to get it wrong, but I believe they homered in this game. Only 1 home run in this game for Stonehill in this ball game. But once again, so far, K-State unbeaten in this homestand. They take care of Stonehill easily. And oh, by the way, I'm about to close out this podcast here without saying K-State opened things up big time in the 8th inning, putting 11 runs. Holy smokes. 11 runs in the 8th inning of this game. And also, you go back up to the 4th inning, their moneymaker innings. excuse me, their money making innings were the fourth inning, 11th innings. The fourth inning, they first scored in the third inning with three runs in third, nine in the fourth, two in the fifth, and the big dog, 11 in the eighth inning to pretty much send Stonehill into the mystery in this ball game. So game two, Twin Family Stadium, happening this afternoon. K-State all over Stonehill, 25-3. They'll play them again on Monday to close out their little two-game stand with them. And then tomorrow, Army comes back calling in this little mini opening stand tournament here tomorrow afternoon against K-State. Again, we beat them in the first game 4-1. We look to complete the sweep on them tomorrow afternoon. The Pearl Project Podcast, your first time listening, welcome on board to the podcast, folks. If you're first time listeners and you like what you're hearing, make sure you do subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Make sure you tell a fellow K-State friend of yours or alum, big fan of the color purple of K-State, make sure you tell them about this podcast. And again, feel free to rate and review, and no one star, no one, two stars, none of that stuff, especially the one star, don't want any of that. So definitely it helps us continue to get the word to other K-Staters about this podcast. That's going to do it for right now of the postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Game two goes to K-State in this mini little tournament here in Twin Family Stadium. Take care of Stonehill, 25-3 in game two earlier this afternoon in K-State. Now over 500, 6-5. Go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.